This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The sands of sex and relationship, they're moving.
Okay.
Since the beginning of time,
yeah,
it was nothing for an older man to find himself a younger woman.
Yeah.
Upgrade my model. Women, however, stuck to their own age bracket. Well, these numbers suggest that that is not the case anymore.
Ladies stepping out?
You got it. Kimmy, when she saw this study, was like, yeah, this makes perfect sense. You've seen this happening in your life right now. And we in the break room may need to get to the bottom of why all of the sudden older women looking for a younger snack. You're hanging out in the breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Women over the age of 35 are now way more likely to date younger men than in the past.
So they step it up.
Yes, this according to a study by Psychology Today. Almost 8 in 10 women over 35 that were surveyed said they would be interested in having a sexual relationship or a standard relationship with a younger man. And just to let you know, that 80% of women saying they would do that, that is 40% higher. It has doubled in the last 30 years.
Wow.
So, as we get into this, they break down why.
Why? They want something young and tight. Hard.
Young and tight?
Yeah. You want to be grabbing my flappy-ass body? No. Or you want some young, firm boy?
Not boys. These are all men.
Boy, yes, boy, I'm 18-year-old boy. 20s. Oh, I'm sure they're going down to 18.
Kimmy, you want to know why?
I did until somebody started talking.
Okay, so reason one these women gave for being interested in relationships with younger men. Younger men are more sexually adventurous.
Okay.
They are willing to try things that apparently you older guys are.
You
guys
you know what's happening,
bro. You guys are stuck in your ways.
Wait, what do you mean what's happening?
Well, they're more adventurous.
What are they willing to do that you're not willing to do?
I can't
probably
say.
Probably a lot of things.
Probably some butt stuff.
No, I was not thinking that.
I bet you there's some butt stuff going on. Young butt stuff. Which would also be a great name for another comic in the Catskills.
It would not. That man would not get booked anywhere. Young butt stuff. Open it for Soupy Pockets. The guy definitely would get booked. Soupy Butts. He's way out.
Soupy Butts.
Okay, one, younger men are more sexually adventurous.
Okay.
The reason, two, these older women say younger men are more emotionally available. For example, they put less emphasis on traditional gender roles. They are not accustomed to the my way or the highway mentality that some older guys still hold.
So they have an open mind.
Well, an open mind when it comes to communicating, like their emotions, and what the roles are going to be.
Sexually.
You
so
got
it's
it.
Not even so much about the age as it is the generation they grew up in.
You got it. Yeah. And that leads to our third thing that women, older women, say they love about younger men. They are better at handling confident women. In fact, the studies showed that younger guys prefer a more confident woman, whereas younger guys did not. And that's where this gets interesting.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I think we can agree, and I don't mean this is a knock on younger women, because young guys ain't I was cursed. All that fun to be around either. Mm. But young women can be dramatic and insecure, which can lead to a less stable relationship. We've all been there, guys, back in the day.
Right.
Older women, on the other hand, they've been around the block or two.
Yeah.
They know what they are. They know what they want. I would say that's a big plus for younger guys. Like, I know what I'm walking into here. I don't have any unnecessary drama.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
It's kind of all laid out in the beginning.
Yeah.
This is what we're here for.
Yeah, exactly.
This is what I would like. If you don't want it, bye.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I ask all of you women over 35 out there, you can change your name if you want to. Nobody knows your voice. Does this ring true for you? Do you find yourself now attracted to guys in their early 20s, mid-20s, late-20s? Would you entertain the idea of a legit or a sexual relationship with a 22, 25, 27-year-old? Because you said, Kimmy, you're watching this happen right now.
Well, yeah, and I guess it could be for those reasons, but I kind of thought, like, my friends that are dating right now, they do tend to date younger only because there are more single men in that age range than there are right now in, like, their 30s.
Okay.
Because, a lot of people at this age could be married. You know, they could be on their first round of divorce potentially, but I think that they find that they have more luck with people in their 20s just because there are more people available to date.
So you believe it's solely a numbers game?
Well, I did, but I mean, this does make sense.
There's a lot of old 50-year-olds they can go look at.
Because
60-year-olds walking around,
looking around.
I can't even find my wife no more.
Because
Cheryl!
And to those points, it could be for those reasons, too.
Okay.
Is it also a control thing? Because, like, old guys... No, I'm just saying...
I didn't say anything.
You made that face.
No, I didn't say anything. An older guy's
going to be set in his ways where she could actually make moves that the kid would do.
Sure.
Where the other guy's going to be less pushback.
Uh-huh.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying she's there like some... mistress with a whip.
No, I'm just saying, like, I know a lot of guys that got remarried. I mean, you included, older. Yeah. And if there's one thing I can tell, it's you guys lay down the law and don't do exactly what your wife tells you at all times.
Not what I'm saying.
That's kind of what you're saying.
But I'm very set in my ways.
Okay. No, I get what you're saying, maybe. Yeah, I mean, but I think along those lines, it also comes with adventure.
Okay.
Because you're not an adventurous person.
No.
Right? Like, all the things your wife wants to do, you're fighting back against.
Yeah, I'm put on Netflix.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, a younger guy may be willing to experience,
but she may be able to dominate him a little bit.
252-WCMF.
In a good way.
252-9263. With this knowledge now that women over 35 are twice as likely to want to date or have a sexual relationship with younger men than they were 30 years ago, almost 8 in 10 women over 35 surveyed said they would be interested in that. Should guys over 35 be bothered by this?
Well, yeah, man.
Why?
Because if you are a single 35-year-old, you're competing with an 18 to 25-year-old.
And by the way, we keep saying 35. It's everything over 35.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
We're talking
yeah.
So,
yeah.
40, 50, 60,
yeah,
70.
Yeah, they're chipping into your territory.
So okay. Then that would mean then that guys who are in their 30, 35 and up aren't as willing to date an older woman because they could be looking for you.
Well, no, I mean, not necessarily, because I mean, a 50-year-old woman... Yeah. Saying she's willing to date a younger guy, that could also be a 35-year-old
guy. But that's what
I'm saying.
That would mean that those guys in their late 30s aren't looking for an older woman, potentially.
Okay. I don't know.
It's only applying to guys, like, younger guys, not guys over 35.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because I wonder, like, because if you told me or you at
if 20... If I told you telling me.
Yeah, like, either.
I was looking at him, looking at you.
If you said, hey, man, I saw this hot 35-year-old.
Yeah.
I would think, at my age, that's... Man, that's an old woman.
Oh,
that's
like when you were in your 20s?
Yeah, like that's like some old woman. Hmm. Like I wouldn't be attracted to that as a 20-year-old back in the day.
I'm the wrong guy to ask because I've always been attracted to older women.
All right. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I mean, look, everything that...
But I don't know, like the average guy, the average 22-year-old today, if you said, yeah, she's... I mean, granted, women today at 35 look way different than from my generation at 35. They look like my mom.
Sure, but I mean, again, that didn't stop any of the other guys.
Oh, my mom?
With your mom.
Yeah.
It's also interesting, too, because people who are on dating apps, you get to actually set an age range for what you're looking for. So that also means that those guys are setting their age ranges higher, because I'm guessing a lot of people are meeting that way.
Sure. Look, to Tommy's point about women looking better, women being more sexually adventurous as they get older. Yeah. I mean, like, that was the thing for me. I mean, one, I was always attracted to women in their 30s and 40s, like when I was in my early 20s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But on top of that, like, I didn't have to deal with a lot of the drama, and like, they were willing to, like, okay, this is what we're doing, and then, okay, great. It was like a credit card transaction.
Yeah.
You know, do you want a tip? Sure. We'll get the hell out of here.
But think about that. Like a woman today at 35, she could be financially independent.
Yep.
have all her stuff. She can have her own place.
A woman at 35 is more likely to be financially independent.
She can have a nice place.
Than a man at 35.
Right.
Yeah.
So this kid at 22 is walking into a turnkey, bro.
No, but that's not, I mean, yes. Yes. Yeah. That would be a benefit.
Big one, bro.
But I think it goes past that. I believe that guys today, younger guys, are more attracted to older women than you want to believe.
Well, they got bennies.
It ain't the bennies.
I'm saying it's a nice side plate.
I'm saying even for one night stands, stuff like that.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
She might get up and make you breakfast, man. Make a legit breakfast. A wholesome breakfast before she sends you off like to the school bus.
252 WCMF. You know, I want to go back to that whole thing I had asked, should this bother guys over 35? And you said, yeah. But why did we have no problem when guys in their 40s, 50s, and 60s were dating women in their 20s, 30s, and 40s?
Why we didn't have a problem?
Yeah,
because we're selfish pigs and we don't care.
No. But he's saying it should have bothered you because it took away from people you could date. Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm just saying, like, if you look at this and go, like, oh, this is gross.
Just overall.
Men have been doing this for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Right? I don't see any. There's no difference here.
No, there isn't.
No?
No, but it was a man's world back in the day.
It was a man's world. Thank you. Okay, so, like, when you talk about, like, older men dating younger women, there have been arguments made over and over again that younger women with those older guys are being taken advantage of, right?
Like they're just in it for their bodies.
Well, the guys are just in it for their bodies. Yeah. Well, can you make the same argument for older woman, younger guy?
Why not?
Well, I'm asking you.
Well, you don't ask me. I would assume she wants something young and, you know, hard.
It's not Kimmy.
She doesn't want to date, you know,
on the phone. What?
Bobby Viagra.
Bobby Viagra. One of the worst Mets managers. Kimmy.
Yeah.
There have been arguments made for years that older men dating younger women are just taking advantage of
them. Yeah.
Can you make this?
And vice versa.
Well, okay, sure. But can you make the same argument? Would you see it the same way if a older woman was dating a younger man?
I guess if she wasn't really interested in it going anywhere, you could make that argument. But I think most of the women that I know that are dating younger men, like they want a relationship out of it. It's not that they're just having fun.
Okay.
So
I mean, to your point, like they're looking for those qualities that you described.
All right. So let's say you're a 35-year-old woman, like one of your friends, and you're dating a 23-year-old guy.
Yeah.
You also have to hang out with his friends.
Well, you bring this up. You bring this up because there was a situation where my friend had a problem because she couldn't ever go to his place because he had just stuff going on all the time because he had roommates and stuff, so he always had to come to her house.
I mean, my wife is 7 years older than me.
Yeah.
We had that same dynamic.
Yeah.
Like, I had two roommates, and she had her own place.
But even, like, just hanging out with your friends at going out.
Yeah, no, my friends are idiots.
Yeah.
As a 35-year-old, do you want to hang out with 23-year-olds like on Park Avenue on a Saturday night?
And
that's probably where the difference is really.
Yeah, and that might hurt the relationship. Yeah.
But like when I realized like I really, really, really like this girl that I ended up marrying, right? Like I made it a point to not bring her around my friends.
Yeah.
Because
smart move.
I knew they were idiots.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why you didn't meet her.
Wait, what?
252 WCMF new study says that 8 in 10 women over 35 would be interested in a sexual or actual relationship with a younger man. That is double the amount. Then 30 years ago, all right, the ladies have shown up, 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Janet. Hey, Janet, how's it going?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
Well, I am 45, and my boyfriend is almost 37.
Well, that's pretty close.
No, it's...
Well, but when did you meet? When did you meet him?
We've been together.
Oh, we lost her. Hello, Janet. Are you there? Have you been together how long?
Oh, no.
Janet's gone. We've lost Janet.
Janet.
Okay, Janet.
She's still
there. Okay, I don't know what happened to Janet. Uh-huh. She probably muted herself. She's got to get her younger boyfriend to help her teach her how to use the cell phone. Carol! All right, we got to let Janet go.
All right.
Can I throw a theory out?
Good.
I don't think this older woman being in a younger guy's thing is new. I think that women are willing to say it out loud.
Okay. Like they've always been pining for a young guy?
Yeah. Like I said, like I was always into older women as a young guy. And there were plenty of older women, and this was 25 years ago, that were down and excited about it.
Okay.
Right? Like, I mean, until I met my wife, it was never like a legit relationship. Right? And maybe back then in like 2005, 6, 7, you weren't going to be able to bring an 18, 19, 20-year-old guy around your friends and, like, not get laughed out of the room.
For the women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the women.
For the women.
But I think the physical part for older women has definitely been there longer than guys want to think about.
Okay. All right. But they couldn't voice it because it would look trashy.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas now.
Trash is out, baby.
It's not what I'm saying. You were going to say.
They're going to trash.
Do you think, though, because we talk about, like, this younger generation being more adventurous, being more all about her in a way, do you think you had that mentality as a younger person if you were dating an older woman?
So I was very competitive. I still am, right? I wanted to win sex. Do you know what that, you get what I'm saying?
I wanted to win sex.
Does that make sense?
So. Yes, it does. I just never heard it put that way.
Okay. So, like, only because I was competitive, yeah. I felt like I was, like, defending my generation.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I see. Okay. I got you.
So, like, I didn't want her walking away being like, I'm never going to do
disappointed.
Yeah, exactly. Like, no, I'm doing this.
Hey, we're doing it for the boys. All the gang back in gates.
By the way, I say that. It was probably terrible. In fact, I know it was terrible. Yeah. You know, 19-year-old kid. She's in her 40s. Let me show you. You like that?
But maybe that's why you try harder, because you know she's had experience. So
it was in my mind.
I got it, yeah.
I didn't want to be embarrassed.
That makes sense.
All right, let's take a break. All right. I deeply regret saying all of that out loud.
Okay.
Yeah, we never got to hear Janet's story.
I know.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
We have a strange story coming from east of us.
What happened?
A very powerful man has been taken out of his job after an incident that, according to the story, did not involve him.
Oh.
And it may say more about all of us as people than it does about the actual incident.
Yeah.
Because you don't need to see the behavior of a human being to have an opinion. In fact, your opinion about someone can be changed simply by the company they keep.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. There is a wild story coming out of the city of Binghamton, New York this week.
Yeah.
The chief of police of Binghamton has been put on leave after an altercation. But this altercation had nothing to do with him.
But he's in trouble.
Yes. So according to authorities, the girlfriend of the chief of police of Binghamton.
Yeah, what'd she do?
She was arrested after what started as a verbal dispute with teenagers in their neighborhood. It gets worse. Because after the verbal dispute, the 44-year-old woman allegedly physically attacked the teens.
Oh, my God.
And there is a video of this incident that has been floating around. If you want to go find it, you can go find it. And in the video, although the chief of police is present at the altercation.
Oh, so he was
there.
He was a witness. Okay.
He was there.
All right.
He is not involved in any way.
Okay.
The mayor of Binghamton placed the chief of police on leave after he said the actions of the chief's girlfriend implied a sense of immunity due to her ties to law enforcement, a suggestion the mayor strongly condemned. You understand what he said?
I got you.
Okay. And you get that idea.
Yeah.
But to be fair, in this story,
mm-hmm.
there is nothing to suggest the chief himself did anything illegal.
But he was there.
But he was there, but he didn't do anything. He was just standing there.
So by doing
but
nothing.
She was putting her hands, having an altercation with a minor.
Yes.
And he is a police officer.
But here's the thing. The mayor in his comments didn't say he didn't do anything, therefore we're going to
suspend that's where my mind goes. Like, mm-hmm. why weren't you stopping this?
Which is fair. But that's not why, according to the mayor, he was suspended. He was suspended because he said the girlfriend's actions implied a sense of immunity due to her ties.
Yeah, she was arrogant saying, you know, my boyfriend's top cop.
But the boyfriend wasn't yelling in the back saying, like, do whatever you want. No big deal.
Yeah.
Now, before we have this conversation, to be fair to the story, right, we don't live in Binghamton.
Yeah.
We don't know what the opinion of that chief is. We don't know if there are other incidents in the past where this could have been the straw that broke the camel's back. I mean, we're naive to this, right? But it does seem a little strange that the actions of your partner could lead to you potentially losing your job. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is that fair?
In this instance, yeah. Because he should have intervened. With a kid being harmed.
Okay.
Even if the kid, you know, started it or whatever you want to say.
He started it.
But he's a minor.
He started it.
Yeah.
But then again, all right, look, let me play devil's advocate.
All right.
All right? As a man, I am not going to put my hands on my partner. Because then you may have a video of something that looks completely different.
Yes, I
when
understand.
He's, you know what I'm saying?
I'd be afraid to jump in on either side.
It's a very complicated, delicate situation. What's he supposed to do? And again, I'm not defending the guy. I know nothing about him. I just find it weird. The excuse they give is she felt like she was untouchable. Therefore, he has been suspended as the chief of police. Thoughts, Kimmy?
Is it because he didn't make a call or anything? I mean, could that be like no action at all? Like, I'm not saying he has to jump in physically, but maybe like doing something to report the incident.
Hey, but knock it off.
But again, that's not why, according to the mayor, he was suspended. It was the implication that she felt invincible due to her ties to
law. Yeah, she was hiding behind his shield.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Getting away from this story of the chief of police in Binghamton, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do you think you can tell everything you need to know about a person based on the actions of their partner or spouse?
You could get a pretty good idea, I think. Yeah.
Pretty good idea or everything?
I don't think. What do you mean everything?
Well, I mean, look, if I were to meet somebody's wife.
Yeah.
If you were to meet somebody's wife, could you give me a detailed description of the personality of that man? I don't know who they vote for, how much money they make, what they do for a living.
Guy?
I've never seen the guy, but I met his wife or girlfriend. Tell me everything you need to know. Could you give me 90% of that guy's life and personality?
It would depend on how much of a personality that woman had.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like how much she was showing you. Because I think some of them, you could tell.
Kimmy, would you agree that you can tell a lot about someone based on their partner?
No, because I know so many people who are like the complete opposite of their partner. You know, like I don't see them as a similar person because their partner acts that way.
I mean, they do say opposites attract.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I mean, you know, we do know those couples.
Sometimes you're attracted to somebody who I guess maybe that it's like the excitement they bring to their life, and you know, you don't do that, so it's kind of like new and exciting for you.
Also, traits you wish you had in yourself,
yeah,
you can be attracted to in somebody else. I mean, look, Tommy, we know multiple couples, where one is loud and aggressive,
right,
and the other is quiet,
right,
and subdued,
and you always wonder like how they found each other.
But for whatever reason, it works.
Yeah. So let's say this one was loud, really outgoing. I would assume like the old man's quiet.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you're going the opposite.
Right. Like, let's say she's a very outgoing, social person. I always assume like the guy doesn't have a speaking role here.
Well, I always think too, it's hard for two people to be that way.
Right.
Together. So like, without fighting all the time.
Like the same way, when I meet a really loud guy, I figure the wife's really quiet.
Okay, but that sounds so bad.
But that's the way I think.
I know what you mean, and I know you didn't mean it to sound the way it sounds, but it's like, you made it sound like, yeah, he's going to run his mouth, she ain't going to have any room to speak, or she's going to be loud and stuff, and she's got his balls in her purse.
Yeah, but yeah, there are those people, though, when they walk into a room, they literally suck all the energy out of the room to themselves.
Yeah.
And doesn't leave anything for anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, so you get this demure woman or this, like, quiet shadow of a husband.
Okay. I mean, to your point.
Hollow man.
To your point, there are those rare couples where both of them are over the top.
And nobody likes them.
Oh, God, they're the worst.
We know them, man.
252 WCML. For talking about the strange story just east of us at Binghamton, the chief of police of Binghamton has been suspended after, according to the story, his girlfriend of the chief of police was arrested. It started as a verbal dispute in her neighborhood with some teenagers. The 44-year-old woman then allegedly physically attacked them. The chief was present, but it says in the story, he didn't do anything,
right.
Like nothing illegal. There is a video of the incident. The mayor of the city of Binghamton placed the chief on leave after he said the actions of the chief's girlfriend implied a sense of immunity due to her ties to law enforcement, which he condemned. But he didn't say the chief didn't do anything. That's why he's suspended. He didn't, you know, didn't jump in. It was just strictly her actions that got him suspended. I mean, guys have to be very careful with this. The story is so interesting because, like, normally it's the husband who ruins their wives' lives.
Yes.
By saying or doing something stupid.
Right.
And it does feel, as a society, your majesty, that we're more accepting of that.
Yeah.
Like, if a husband ruins his wife's life, well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's what guys do.
Mm-hmm. Because it's expected.
This story kind of feels like control your woman.
Yes, it does. You better get a hold of straighten out your wife.
Yeah. Right? Which is interesting, because never in my life, and maybe this is spoken in female circles, you can clue me in, I've never heard anybody say after a guy is being loud, obnoxious, mean, whatever, to a woman, control your man.
Right.
Well, I think it's just the physicality of it, too, right? I mean, that's probably why you don't hear it the opposite way, because if, I mean, how is she going to hold her husband back physically in most cases?
Oh, but I mean, you could... I'm not going to hold back my...
I think that's why you see it one way and not the other. It's more the physical aspect of it.
When I hear control your woman, and again, I'm not endorsing this idea. Yeah. I see it as go pull her aside and talk to her.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I've never seen anybody, when a guy's being a dick, go to a woman and be like, go talk to your husband.
Let's say that guy's being a dick to another guy. It could... She's going to step in between two guys having a fight. And I think the assumption is, well, you're putting her in a dangerous spot by doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think that's just why you don't hear that all that often go that way.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got tons of messages coming in on Instagram. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. We were talking about, can you tell about someone's personality based on their partner? Troy writes, my fiance is liberal, I'm Republican, two totally different ends of the spectrum. Anything I do or anything she does not reflect on the other at all.
Oh.
I'm dying to know how that works, that dynamic.
Long-term.
Right? I mean, and if you make it work, God bless
you. You're both political like that on the opposite end.
Well, and here's the thing. I mean, you know, liberal and conservative, there are different spectrum even on those sides. So maybe there's more middle ground than you think.
Oh.
But it does blow my mind these days that there are people that can live that way.
I guess it's kind of cool, though, because you both can blame each other for everything. Right?
The deficit is huge and you left the seat up.
Yeah.
Like, okay, can I also say?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I... You know, it's funny that we even asked the question, can you tell about your partner, someone based on their partner, you know, when we look at our wives and us? Because no one would in a million years if they just met us.
But
That was a dick thing.
We've also met those guys, like when we meet their wives, you go, yep, that makes sense.
What do you mean by that?
You know what I mean. Like you see, you know, like, yeah, I could see those two. together. Like we've met some guys, and then we go. Then we met the wife, and the wife is, you know, kind of like that's.
I don't know. You are being a coward right now because you're not saying. I don't think you're saying what you want to say.
You know, she's not that attractive, and, you know, he's kind of a, you know. I go, yeah, that's what he settled for. I can see what he settled for. And, you know, she settled too, obviously.
You don't.
Gals settle.
You don't know why someone is attracted to somebody else.
There's no way you're attracted to that. I look at somebody, I go, there's no way you go, man, that's hot.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
That is such crap, man.
And it's not always a physical. I mean, there can be a physical attraction, but a greater attraction for something else.
By the way, what did your buddies have going for them?
Nothing. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what he was going to get. You know?
No,
shouldn't you see that the opposite way?
No, but that's the weird part. He doesn't see it the opposite way. He only sees with dudes picking up chicks. Gross ass dude. Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy. Really funny, charming.
he's a good guy.
Going back to the actual story, Christine writes us, with the chief of police of Binghamton being suspended after his girlfriend allegedly assaulted teenagers during an outside incident. She says the chief should have arrested his girlfriend. He is the law, and she was breaking it, plain and simple. I don't know if it is that simple, Christine, that as an off-duty police officer, you can just yell you're under arrest. And I'm sincere when I say that.
Well, I guess because the kid was underage. They said it was...
It sounds like multiple kids.
Yeah. It seems like that's what his job is.
Yeah, he failed to protect children.
Right, like that's like...
He's off, though. Like if I'm at...
I'm off right now.
Yeah.
If I work at Wegmans, I'm in line and the cashier has to go to the bathroom. I'm not jumping onto the register.
Well, yeah, but you're not.
Look, I'm just saying, I don't know what the rules are when it comes to off-duty police officers and what I'm allowed to do. Because like, if an off-duty police officer could just arrest anyone at any time, you would have people in street clothes with no badge yelling, I'm a police officer. I mean, can you just trust that? Mm. And I get it's different with the chief. You probably know who he is, but I'm talking overall protocol.
So you think, like, legally he couldn't?
I don't. I'm just...
He'd have to call it in.
I'm just questioning.
Saying, like,
I need backup of my girlfriend.
You understand. You understand being afraid of the optics of it, like what it looks like.
Well, it would look bad on a video. Yeah.
And like, here's the thing. I'm not dismissing the concerns of this story. Yeah. I just don't want to say anything where it's like, this guy should have done this. And it's like, legally he can. It's like, well, I look like a dick again. We already made a mistake with the Rock and Rochester Music Hall of Fame.
Yes, we did.
They should have put Chuck Mangione in first, not in 2012. Oh, it was the first one? Okay. All right, let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This thing is amazing.
Oh.
It is like a legitimate museum piece of history.
Damn.
And if you live on the east side, I mean, hell, you can just take a ride. Anybody listening will be able to go and look at this thing. And you should. It's just weird that this town had it for all this time. Sitting around, nobody knew about it.
So, but it was the town's?
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. There is a piece of world history that is now on display in Pittsford, New York.
Yeah.
The American Legion hosted a ceremony at Veterans Park yesterday to rededicate a World War I howitzer gun.
Oh, like a piece of artillery equipment. Right?
It's a massive gun.
Damn.
It's now out on display.
Yeah, where is it?
I mean, everything in Pittsburgh looks the same, so I can't tell.
It's got to be in a park somewhere, obviously.
I would think so. Maybe it's at the actual
American Legion Hall?
You got it.
Right.
So it says that the German artillery weapon was first brought to Pittsburgh in 1932. It's been sitting in storage for the last 15 years in need of repair. It has now been restored to museum quality. It's in the park. It will be in the park.
Man, where do you get your howitzer repaired from... World War One, and it's a German piece of equipment.
Well, you got a couple of places. You got Howitzers R Us.
Oh, I forgot.
You got Howitzers, Howitzers, Howitzers. You got Howitzer, you like to get this fixed. It's down in the Howitzer district.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, is this... I would imagine there's got to be somebody that travels that does... I mean, how many... I don't know, would you call them like a mechanic? Or like
repairman.
Repairmen? How many people specialize in that type of stuff?
I bet you there's more than we think. Like old men with long white beards.
They've got to be like aging out.
Well, here's the thing. Anybody that watched the History Channel before they started doing pawn shows knows how to repair a howitzer based on all of the documentaries they've watched.
That thing's got to be massive.
It's huge. I mean, it looks really, really cool.
Yeah.
And like I would argue as a an aging white guy who is now super into history, that, you know, World War I isn't talked about enough.
No, and it was a really horrifying war.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the whole world was involved.
Mm. Yeah, right? But it was more of like all the modern stuff was just becoming into play.
Exactly, like this gun, for example, right? So, like, the fact that you have this on display and it's a reminder of, like, all of this stuff that happened and what you were looking at, I mean, I think that's a really good thing.
Yeah.
I just find it really weird
that
they,
here?
They had this here.
I wonder why it was brought here in the first place.
And it says it's a German artillery weapon.
Yeah, so it's the enemy's artillery brought here.
So this may have shot at Americans.
Well, obviously, if it was in use,
Well, no, I mean,
Europeans.
Yeah. Are you European?
Like, were these...
Don't let the shoes fool you, ladies and gentlemen.
Like, were these things distributed to towns across America to, like, represent a moment in history? Like, is that why they were given, like, old weapons?
Because every old town's got, like, a cannon or something in a park from a war.
But I always thought, like, it had some tie to that town.
And I assumed, like, it was a Civil War cannon,
Hey, look what Bob brought home, a Sherman tank.
Okay, you bring up tank. Again, we told you, we lead the league in Connors that listen to the show. We have another Connor.
What's Connor saying?
Writing us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. He says, a lot of American Legion halls have things like this. The one off Mount Reed has a tank out front. I forgot about that.
Mm. That's pretty cool.
But here's the thing. The tank's like, I always remember the tank being there.
Yeah.
Like, this gun has just been in storage. Yeah. Where do you store a German artillery weapon?
I guess like a big warehouse, right?
It said in the town storage, which...
What else I got in there?
But that's what I'm wondering.
Space shuttle?
How big is it?
Here's
what
the town
else
shuttle.
Is in there? And did somebody just happen to stumble across this one day and think, oh, I forgot this was here. We should do something with it.
Yeah, because
why now?
It's been missing for, I mean, it hasn't been around for 15 years. Yeah. You know, the other weird thing about it, again, 252 WCMF, is we talk about this World War One howitzer that has been rededicated at Veterans Memorial Park. I'm sorry, that's where they're going to put it there, right there off of Main Street in Pittsburgh. I totally lost my train of thought. Oh, I now remember. You had to bring this back from Europe.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, like, what else did they bring?
They must have brought a ton of stuff back.
But was this like a, look what we, is this a trophy? Is this a spoiler?
It kind of is, especially if it's the enemies, right?
Because it's interesting. Like, you could have used those weapons just to make sure everything was still under control.
Yeah, you confiscated it from the enemy.
Yeah, and I'm assuming, like, you know, things were still a little dicey.
Yeah.
After everyone was like, okay, we're going to play nice. Like, there was occupations in other countries.
But I don't remember ever seeing, like, a, like from World War II, like any Japanese stuff, like, you know, like that we took that would be have it be on display.
Well, there wasn't a lot of,
we went over there. We stopped.
We went over there, right?
But we didn't take anything back.
Maybe there wasn't much left to take.
That was two towns. There was more than two towns.
I'm just saying.
Well, maybe there is more stuff like that on the West Coast.
Oh, maybe.
You know.
Oh, good call. Like, yeah, we're getting this stuff because it's coming from Europe and we're on the East Coast, the West Coast. Yeah. I mean, can you Google, like, well, how would you Google that? Japanese weapons on display in America?
Yeah.
It does say, you know what's funny? Right. Like, we bring up World War I. It's over 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. So to me, this is cool. I don't know why, because World War II was only, what, 20 years later?
Yeah.
It feels different, like, looking at a World War II weapon that was brought back than a World War I.
Well, because you're used to seeing him in all the movies and stuff.
Is that what it is? So it feels more real?
Yeah.
Like, there are people that are living right now who had parents and grandparents that fought in World War One or World War II, whereas World War One is so far away.
Like, even those tanks back in World War One looked so different than, like, the modern tank that we kind of went with after World War II.
Yeah, yeah. And it is amazing, too, like, as it gets closer to your lifetime, the emotions that can be invoked by just seeing some of these things. Because, you know, we went to D.C., my family, last summer on our Great American Tour.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the Smithsonian. And they have a
they got to have a ton of this stuff.
Well, they have, like, this exhibit where you walk through all of the wars that America's ever been in.
Oh.
And as you come to the end, they have the Vietnam era, and there's a Huey helicopter.
The whole goddamn shop.
The whole helicopter is in there. Yeah. They have these models that are like men, soldiers that are like hanging.
Yeah, yeah.
And like when I saw it, it was like hit me in the chest.
Yeah.
Right? Because like there were teenage kids that were flying these things. And there were a lot of guys that lost their lives in these things. And this gun is similar to this helicopter, but that helicopter invoked a hell of a lot more of emotion because I knew guys that were
And they were in all the movies we watched too.
It's weird.
Like even the opening of like TV shows like MASH started with helicopters flying it.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I mean,
MASH get me?
Oh yeah, I think so.
Radar O'Reilly?
Maybe not him.
Kimmy, who's Radar O'Reilly?
I don't know.
I told the story three times.
I know.
Why do I talk?
Everyone is asking that question.
Why?
Do we have any Japanese World War II weapons in America?
Okay, so it seems, I mean, they're only giving me like the museums that they're featured in.
But no, like
there's the National Museum of the Pacific War, the National World War II Museum in New Orleans.
Okay.
New Orleans.
New Orleans has a World War II museum?
Yeah. Seems like they have a large collection of Japanese weapons, it says.
Well, in New Orleans.
They did do a good job of keeping the Japanese out of the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes, they did.
Bill writes us on Instagram.
Yeah.
He says, I work at a place down in Florida that restores World War II warbirds and vehicles.
Oh.
That sounds really cool.
So it's like a garage.
I don't want to walk around in
there. Yeah.
And then Matt writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. There's a rich guy in Caledonia that has a tank on display on Spring Street.
Get out of town.
Like, what?
Well, no, you can if you want to. The tank can go wherever.
Tank from what?
His water heater.
I don't care. What? Any tank I want to look at.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
All right, now, I get that the tank is cool looking. You find out a buddy of yours, or no, you're introduced to a guy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Jim.
Yeah.
By the way, he owns a tank. Your first thought of that guy is
the coolest person on the planet.
I want to
see that tank. I want to see that tank.
What is your first thought, Kimmy?
Well,
he owns a tank. He's rich.
He's a guy with a lot of hobbies.
A lot of big hobbies.
As cool as it is, that dude's kind of a psycho, right?
I mean, it is a little.
Don't you
want to
see it? Man?
I do want to see it, but
like it's in his house.
I want to see it, but I don't know if I want to hang out with that guy.
What kind of conversations are you having?
Tank.
How'd you get it?
Okay.
Well,
what did it cost?
He's going to want to tell you all about the tank.
I'm fine with that.
What about after the tank facts are over?
After the tank look, would you want to hang out with that guy again?
I don't know. Well, after the tank, the initial tank.
Well, he's probably got other cool stuff. You don't just have a tank,
true.
Right?
Yeah, he's probably got a lot of cool stuff.
He's got the tarp that goes over the tank.
Oh, tarp tank?
Yeah, tank tarp.
Tarp tarp. Because when I worked Fort Knox doing comedy on base.
They tried to lock him in. He got out.
It's a tank base.
Yep.
Like whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So there's tanks all over the place. So I remember like the next day in the morning before I left, I got coffee and I'm just walking around up to these tanks and looking at them. And it was like, I couldn't believe how huge they were and how cool they were.
I have a question.
But, yeah, Pat, in the back.
Thank you. The United States government allowed the worst touring comedian in America to just walk around where the tanks were?
Well, yeah, but these are like tanks that are on, not the tanks that work.
Oh, okay, jeez.
So they're on display.
Okay.
Like at all the corners of this base.
I thought you meant you were just wandering around an active military base.
Well, kind of.
Okay.
I was on Fort Knox base doing comedy at the officers club.
Which is weird because I didn't think they allowed bombs on base and that's all your jokes were.
I did very well that night. I had a gun pointed at me.
Did they let you into any of the tanks?
No, because they're like displayed. They're just like there.
I don't know if like there was one you could actually get inside of.
It's like a McDonald's play place of tanks.
They did not let me do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.